You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.
It is time for the Man Cave Happy Hour. We are broadcasting live from Whiskey Business, a Royal Oak Farmers Market. Downtown Royal Oak is Podcast Detroit. Jamie Flanagan along with
Matt Fox.
And it is time to taste some whiskey.
I am thirsty. I don't know about you, man, but I could really go for a whiskey right about now.
There are, as this event grew and built, it started out, we posted on our pages like over 30 different whiskeys. Tonight, well over 100 different whiskeys to try.
Did I mention I was thirsty?
Yes, sir. I am quite thirsty as well. Looking forward to moving around, talking to some people. We're going to have people share their stories, share their favorite drinking stories, share their favorite whiskey stories.
Yep.
And then we'll talk to some of the distributors. There's an interesting group from Scotland here.
Yes, there is.
We got a fellow in a kilt.
Fellow in a kilt. Brian is his name. And he's in a kilt. I looked at him. I said, I forgot to wear mine. I didn't wear my kilt.
This would be an event to wear a kilt to.
It would be. Where's yours?
Yeah, I forgot mine too.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to talking to a whole bunch of fun people this evening.
It is, absolutely.
Just learning a lot about
and there's there's some interesting vendors here as well. We're set up next to Lost in Sound, the Detroit T-shirt company.
Yes, we are.
They have very cool Detroit T-shirts. Gary, he's one of the owners of Melodies and Memories Record Store in East Point. And I used to work there. I used to work at the record
you
store.
You did. We used to work there.
I had a DJ cliche lifestyle. I worked at a record store. So, I used to work there, but known Gary for years and years.
That's great.
And maybe we'll grab Gary, drag him over, talked about Lost in Sound and the T-shirts and the vintage Detroit T-shirts he puts out.
Yep, and another friend here, his name's Colin McConnell. He actually has Detroit Respect apparel, and I'll probably bring him over here as well, talk about Detroit Respect, and see how everything is going along with him. I've known him since middle school.
Wow.
Long time, and now we're drinking together. So
I like it.
Yeah, that's what happened.
So you weren't drinking in middle school, were you?
No, we were running track.
Okay.
Right. That's all it was.
See,
what
I was.
You got to start them young.
I'll be at Lippy Park there.
Start them young, Jamie.
Big 40s. Rocking it hard.
Mad Dog 2020, was it? Seeing vapor trails.
That's all that is. It's a long road. Boone's Farm. No, it was Boone's Farm. Not Mad Dog. Boone's Farm.
Boone's Farm. That's what it was.
Long road from here to there. But tonight, it's all about the whiskey. Whiskey business. Downtown Royal Oak Farmers Market. Podcast Detroit. Man Cave Happy Hour. And let's find some whiskey and let's find some people to talk to.
You got it, my friend. Let's go.
So it's the Man Cave Happy Hour. We're at Whiskey Business in Royal Oak. And there are over 100 whiskeys to sample. And one of the main ones, one of my favorite faves, it's in the chest right now.
Yes. Mine too.
Woodford Reserve.
Woodford Reserve is here.
Oh, yeah.
And we have Laura. Laura is here with us. And she is here representing Woodford Reserve here in Michigan, correct?
Uh-huh.
At Whiskey Business 2018.
Yes, that is correct.
Welcome.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Thanks. So tell us a little bit about the history of Woodford Reserve.
So Woodford Reserve has been around since 1996. So it's a fairly new bourbon. It's very approachable for men and women, you know, all age groups. We try to make it the best we can every time, very consistent. We've had a few new line extensions. We've released Woodford Reserve Double Oak and most recently Woodford Reserve Rye.
Ooh, very nice.
We also do a Woodford Reserve Derby bottle and a Holiday bottle, which is awesome for the collectors.
I love the Derby bottle,
yes.
I was going to mention that. Yeah, I was out for the Derby, and it was like this. I was like, no, I wanted it. I'm like, oh, it is.
Exactly. You know what's fun is that we've always been in the official bourbon of the Kentucky Derby, but now we are the presenting sponsor as of 2018.
Wow.
So that's really exciting. Yes, thank you.
Do you go and wear the big hat?
I wish.
No?
Hopefully one day soon.
Yeah, one day soon, yes.
That's my bucket list.
We will do something local, though.
Okay.
With Derby. Yeah.
We will hunt you down for that.
Please hunt me down for it.
Right.
I hope to make it big.
So quick question. I'd like to know, being a Woodward Reserve started in 1996. What's the next step for Woodward Reserve? How are we going to broaden Woodward Reserve here in Michigan?
That's a good question. Right now, they're working on a lot of new, ways to make the bourbon at the distillery.
Okay.
Lucky for us at Brown-Forman, Brown-Forman's our, you know, umbrella company, and Woodford Reserve's underneath Brown-Forman. We make our own barrels.
Okay.
So we're able to, you know, kind of tweak the bourbon and do something fun every time.
Wow.
We don't have to, we're the only liquor supplier that makes our own barrels. So we have our own cooperage in Louisville. So we get to have fun with it.
And barrels are a big part of the story.
Huge.
Yes.
Yes.
So what,
yes.
What's something unique about your barrels?
You know what? The master distiller goes out and picks them all himself, Chris Morris.
Wow.
So he, you know, I wish I knew the secret recipe, but it's all American oak.
Yeah.
I know he eyeballs it all. It's all, you know, fresh. We're the first ones in the barrel. So that's huge for the flavor.
Very good.
So
yeah.
your distiller is picking the barrels. He's putting his distilled spirits
yeah.
in.
Yep, the master master distiller.
So that's not a separate job. He's the master.
It kind of is, but he has a hand in it.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Which is huge, yes.
All right.
Excellent. Go ahead, Jamie.
So as we arrived here at Whiskey Business in Royal Oak, everyone was presented with a fabulous glass. Thank
yes.
you.
Yes.
And the glass was full.
Of Woodford Reserve.
Woodford Reserve. And what exactly, what was the pour for the welcome drink here today?
I'm glad you asked. So this is the welcome, so Whiskey Business, they always do a welcome cocktail. Last year we did a Jack Daniel's cocktail. This year, instead of doing a cocktail, I did Woodford Reserve meat. So you can pick out all the flavors as the first bourbon in your mouth for 1,700 people through the door.
Yeah.
So that is huge. We got the branded glass, and we also paired it with our Woodford Reserve flavor wheel. So we have the dark chocolate offering next to the welcome cocktail or welcome bourbon.
Yes.
Danielle was doing a fantastic job doing that.
Yes. Those girls are the best. So you can really like pick out the flavor. It's to bring out the spice and tobacco flavor of the Woodford. We have a huge marketing campaign. It's called the Flavor Wheel. It's online. You can execute it at home yourself. They pair it with nuts, dried fruit, syrup, sorghum, and dark chocolate are the few main.
There is a little spice in here. If you let it, if you pull some air in with it,
yes,
you're definitely getting some spice in there.
The master taster has said there are over 200 flavors to pull out of Woodford Reserve bourbon, which is amazing.
Is there a particular way to pull one taste or other out? You open up with water, you do it on ice,
yes.
you blow air through it. What do you do?
Exactly. Yes. You
yes,
can
all
add
of
water.
The above.
All
yes,
of the
all
above.
Above.
Yes. Depending on what you eat,
yeah.
That has a lot to do with it. And yes, adding water or ice or mixing a cocktail.
Right.
You know, mint julep, our signature. For Woodford,
okay.
One of our signatures. The Manhattan is actually our signature cocktail.
Sure.
But
love me a good Manhattan.
I got Derby on my mind.
Yeah,
can
Derby.
You tell? I got Derby on my mind.
So real quick, last year you mentioned that Jack Daniels was first that was drinking. So is this your first whiskey business here in Royal Oak?
This is not. Luckily, we had the opportunity to come the last few years. I've been with the company 4 years,
okay.
and we've been here every year since. And I believe we were here before that. So.
Wonderful.
Yeah, we like to make our footprint here. We have Jack Daniels,
yep.
Old Forester, mm-hmm. and Woodford.
Okay.
It's phenomenal.
Yep.
Yeah, thank you. Thank
yes,
you so much
course.
For the sample. That, you know, I can't, these glasses are, they're perfect.
Yes.
These
they're nice
perfect
and heavy duty.
Glasses.
Take them home.
Yes. So when you mix a cocktail,
uh-huh.
What do you said the mint julep? What is your favorite?
I do love the mint julep.
Do you really?
Yes.
What is the recipe?
It's 2 ounces of Woodford, half an ounce of the julep syrup,
okay,
and crushed ice,
huh?
And a julep glass, and mint,
of course, mint.
Yes, you gotta have the mint.
All right, because there was a little. I think there was a little recipe.
Oh, that's the Flavor Wheel handbook.
Oh, this is the Flavor Wheel pamphlet.
Yes, you can take that home.
Okay,
impress your friends.
I thought these were all right. So there's hazelnut in there.
Yes.
All right, I thought this was recipes. I was all excited.
Oh, well, you can go to the website.
Oh, so
they're all on there.
All right.
The
yes.
website is woodwardreserve.com?
Yep, exactly. Okay. We also have the Woodford Reserve Manhattan competition
yes.
that's coming up.
What's that?
Well, we do it every year. They execute it in, I believe, don't quote me, 35 to 40 states or markets across the U.S.
Sure.
So it's a bartender competition, and the bartenders go to liquor.com to submit their recipes, and
then they're all Manhattans.
They're all Manhattans. Okay. Your take on a Manhattan.
You just got a new customer right here. He's going to be there.
Yes. Yeah.
Yes, Jamie will be there. He's a big Manhattan. Even on the Super Bowl, he was drinking Manhattan.
There you go. Yeah.
And he was using the Woodward Reserve for it.
I did.
Perfect. Yeah, so that's a fun competition.
So they qualify regionally, and then
yes.
What happens?
The USBG, which is the United States Bartenders Guild, will judge the cocktails.
Right.
And then they'll narrow it down to, you know, 8 or 10 finalists per market. And then we'll have a local competition. Whoever wins that will go down to Kentucky.
All right.
To the distillery for a experience.
Sure.
And then the winners go to Manhattan. The finalists will go to Manhattan for the competition.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, which is really cool.
So the distillery's in Kentucky.
Yes.
And
Woodford County.
Woodford County. And do people, are there tours? Can people
there
go?
Are
there tasting rooms?
Yes.
Is there a bed and breakfast in there? What's going on?
I wish there was a bed and breakfast. Yes, you can go online or you can call and reserve a space. They do lunch.
Okay.
They do tours.
So there is some food there?
Yes.
Okay.
Exactly.
So you can visit the motherland? Or
you can. It's beautiful.
As it were?
Yes.
All right. So what are people going to see when they take the tour?
Oh, man. It's pictures. It's storybook. The rolling hills. The beautiful horses. The beautiful, I don't know what they call the barns.
Okay.
I don't know the proper term. But they are, it's gorgeous. And, yeah, lots of history there.
Well, there's a lot of stuff.
You can also do the Bourbon Trail, you know.
Yeah, that's my next summer vacation.
Start at Woodford, yes.
If I can talk the missus into it, we're going to do the Bourbon Trail.
Exactly, yeah. Yeah, you can just, it's fairly inexpensive, very affordable. Just sign up online. Just make a reservation.
Well, you know, Laura, thank you so much for the time this evening.
I know
you and your husband want to get to dinner. So really, really appreciate the time that you provided us this evening.
Yes.
And looking forward to next year's Whiskey Business.
Yes.
2019, right?
I know. So it'll be here before you know it.
That's it. Cheers.
Cheers.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
It is the Man Cave Happy Hour. We are at Whiskey Business in Royal Oak. And there's just a couple thousand people wandering around, Matthew and I included, enjoying the spirits throughout the evening. And just when we first hooked up, there was about 18, 20 whiskeys on tap. Tonight, well over 100 different whiskeys to try. How do you wade through all of that and figure out what's what?
I don't know. Can you help me out?
No, I don't know. And you look for the handsome, good-looking fellas is what you do. And we got... I'm flirting with you, dude.
That's all right.
We got Brandon with us.
He's used to it tonight already.
From Copper Craft. And we were looking for Michigan distillers to talk to. And Brandon at Copper Craft, and we're like, we got to come over and bring him over and talk
absolutely.
To him.
So welcome to the Man Cave Happy Hour.
Hey, thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Thanks
happy
for
to be here.
Yeah. So tell us, what's the history? Tell us a little bit about Copper Craft.
So Copper Craft has been around since 2012.
Okay.
So we're one of the older craft distilleries
all
in the
right.
state. We recently got purchased by an investment group about a year and a half ago or so. So the last year has been us rebuilding the company, essentially. So we hired new production staff in the last few months.
All right.
And this is brand new packaging that you see in front of us. I know you podcast listeners
that's
out
sexy.
There can't see what we're looking at.
No,
right
but,
now,
but it's going to be up on YouTube,
right?
Too.
Oh, no way. Okay,
that's
well.
Sexy.
Yeah. So, yeah, YouTube viewers can see it. We got new sexy packaging here. Brand new products, new whiskey. So this is our first time here, actually, as a company. And wow. Like,
yeah.
Great event. So this bourbon we have with us right now is a blend of 4-year-old and 12-year-old bourbons.
Okay.
So it's some stuff that we've sourced. So we're obviously not 12 years old. So
all right, yeah.
We bought some of this stuff in here. It's really great sourced bourbon, and then some of our own stuff is in here as well. I mean, can we pour
absolutely.
And taste this?
Pour, pour.
Away.
Yes, please. Right over the equipment.
Right.
Right on.
So I'm just going to claim this glass.
There's stuff in there. All right.
Now he's used to it, man.
Fair play.
Cheers.
So when we all take a sip, what are we supposed to expect when we take this sip?
So this especially with the high percentage of 12-year-old bourbon that's in here, you... After that long time of aging, you get a lot of mellow sweetness out of it, really. So this is super smooth.
Super smooth.
This blend. Super smooth.
I took a whiff, so we'll see. That is a super smooth bourbon. Yeah. Wow. So would you mind if I tried to kind of branch it out a little bit? Would that be okay?
Please.
All right. Would you like to branch it out yourself?
Sure.
All right. Take a couple. Don't even do that. Just do a couple drops here.
Oh.
Look at him. Oh, he's got a thing.
Hole in the top of it?
Yeah, isn't that crazy?
Oh, look at that.
Look at that.
Yeah, just put a couple drops. It's supposed to branch it out itself. Jamie,
yeah, please. Hit it.
So we kind of learned this trick a little bit earlier.
Yeah, we have, Brandon, we have no idea who that was.
Yeah, we have no idea.
Straight up.
He just sat down.
He was just like, dude, you guys are interesting.
Here's some random guy.
Yeah, no, so he did. Really, I have no idea who that was.
So apparently when you branch... So I just kind of ignored
that.
That's
cool. That's live podcasting.
It seemed cool.
Yeah, it was nice. It was nice.
So if you branch it out, it's supposed to kind of... like strengthen the aroma or make the taste a little bit more.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you start isolating different flavors, right? When you water a whiskey down, you're highlighting different aspects of it.
That definitely branches it out.
It's worth noting that what we just tried was 97 proof.
That is worth noting. So I'll put a couple more drops in mine.
Yeah. No, go for it.
I'm just kidding.
I mean, it's not something you see with craft bourbon a lot. They like to water it down more because you get more bottles out of that, right?
Yes.
The more you water it down, the longer it goes.
Yeah.
But it's not necessarily at its best at a lower proof. So we like to sell this at a higher proof. This is 97. The other whiskey releasing is at 100.
Yeah.
But you start to water down if you want ice or water or whatever. It really starts to highlight different characteristics.
Nice. All right. So what's on tap for Copper Craft? Where are you guys seeing yourselves in the next couple of years? What are your gains here in Michigan?
So, I mean, we just hired a sales rep for the west side of the state. I mean, that's where we're based. We're based in Holland. We're working on really developing that market, but we're hoping to hire somebody in July to work in Detroit here. So
we're, all right. We got to pump the brakes.
Tell me. Right. Yeah.
Because my boy plays hockey, and we go to hockey tournaments in Holland. Isn't it a dry county?
Not anymore. No.
Oh. Because it was like, he's in college now, but the last time we were at a hockey tournament, it was dry. We're like, holy crap. And so we drove, because hockey parents, we'll drive to the next county to get it.
Yeah.
But it was like, so you're not a...
It's not dry.
Okay,
it's
fair
not
play.
Dry anymore.
Yeah, all right,
right.
Because I'm like, how are you doing this?
It used to be.
Prank call. Who is?
I grew up in Holland, so I know exactly what you're talking about.
Okay, fair play.
Well,
all right.
Sorry, my last name is Joldersma, so you can tell I'm from Holland, Michigan.
Well, that in the wood shoes. Yeah.
That's right. Yeah.
He said Joldersma. Just want to make sure I heard that right.
All right. I have a pair of wooden shoes. Oh, yeah, right at my house.
All right, but so Holland, Michigan. And so you guys have been on the west side. You're branching over to the east side.
That's right.
Hitting the Detroit market.
Yep.
So where are people going to be able to find Copper Craft?
You know, when you talk about specific retailers here in this side of the state, I can't tell you, right?
Right.
I mean, we're working on it, you know.
Sure.
We're talking to Meyer. We're talking to Kroger, like all that.
Okay.
Hopefully we'll...
You're good.
Hopefully we'll, you know, be in those places soon, but we'll, you know, it remains to be seen.
All right, so talk to me about the recipe, because, I mean, you know, whiskey is whiskey, right? So where's your recipe start from, and where are you getting your ingredients?
We're doing a pretty traditional blend when it comes to bourbon with our ingredients. So,
sure.
You know, bourbon has to be over 50% corn, obviously. So we're doing a pretty traditional mash bill, slightly high rye. So it's about 76% corn. About 21% rye, and the rest is barley. What we're cooking right now.
Wow!
So
I can taste that.
it's the rye, you know, gives you that little bit of spiciness.
Yeah.
You like there without being too smooth, but the fact there's 12-year-old bourbon in here, you know, really brings it down.
It's strong. I mean, like, it's sturdy. It's good. I like it. It's not overpowering strong, but it's solid. I don't know. I'm not
sure.
I don't know. I like it. I don't know. Just fucking drink it and buy it. But, you know,
hell yeah. All right.
Whatever.
Pick an adjective, Jamie.
But I like it. It's sturdy.
It is a sturdy.
It's
bourbon.
Not overpowering, but it's there.
It's what you expect when you drink a bourbon.
Yeah.
You know, you sit down and you want that bite. You want that spice when you sit down and drink it.
And that's the thing that we've seen with craft bourbon that's out there is so often it's released too young.
Okay.
You know?
There's a lot. And
there's a lot of stuff that's out there when it's less than 2 years old.
Yes.
It's really not ready yet.
Right.
You know, but a lot of these distilleries are releasing it because when you lay down product, you paid for the barrels, you paid for the raw ingredients, you paid to have your people make the product,
right?
And you paid taxes on it every year, right? So you're motivated to release it as soon as possible.
Wow, okay. You pay taxes on it every year while it's sitting in storage?
Yeah.
Yes.
So you're getting no revenue, but you paid all this money to make it happen.
Damn revenuers. I tell you.
Jamie.
So
he needs another one. You're not working tomorrow.
Oh, wait, I know. Tomorrow's Sunday.
That's it. You know.
Tomorrow's Saturday, my friend. No, tomorrow is Sunday.
Oh, God, Matthew.
I'm on a three-day weekend.
So, all right. So, Brandon, tell me a little bit more about the barrels, right? We've been talking a lot about barrels tonight.
We have been talking about barrels.
Tell me about that. What have you been talking about?
So, I mean, everybody's, like, saying the importance of the barrels and that there's a requirement that they be American and white. I don't know.
They have to be brand new barrels made in America.
So to be called bourbon, it has to be brand new American oak.
American
charred
oak
barrels.
Charred barrels.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, how are you sourcing your barrels?
So there's actually only two places you want to get that oak from. It's either Minnesota or it's the Ozarks. It's one of those two places, and that's it.
That's it.
So there's only a few producers that are actually making good barrels.
Okay.
Like, you want to source it very specifically with what you're doing. But here's another thing that a lot of distillers are doing these days. They buy barrels that are small because you get more surface area to volume ratio.
Okay.
With
okay.
that, so you get more extraction out of the barrels.
All right.
But you don't actually get the balance of flavor from that. So it's like cheating, essentially.
All right.
Like, we actually did this for fun at Coppercraft recently. We distilled some bourbon. We put some in 53-gallon barrels, which is what we normally age our stuff in. We put other stuff in 5-gallon barrels.
Okay.
Right?
It's just tiny little barrels.
Yeah, yeah.
Just last week, I tasted the difference between the two of them
in the past four months. Yeah.
Crazy, difference between the two.
Yeah.
Is it just because it's more constricted in the 5-gallon? Or?
Yeah. Yeah, you get way more contact with the actual barrel. And so you'd think that'd be a good thing, right? Like,
right,
more
right.
extraction, all that.
Sure.
It's not the case.
No?
Oh, okay.
Like, what you need is, with a larger barrel, is slower extraction over a longer period of time. Because you actually end up getting different flavors out of it then.
Sure.
So the smaller barrel, it's like all char.
Yeah.
Taste the char of the barrel, and you'll get any of that sweetness, you don't get any of the barrel sugars, like anything like
that's
that.
Smoky.
So there's sugars that...
That was really smoky.
There's a sweetness that comes from the barrel?
Yeah, so the barrels actually... So when you... char them.
This is new.
New barrel.
This is new for us.
Yes.
So when they char the barrels, they're literally burning the inside of them, right?
Yes.
And that converts some of the starches in those barrels into sugars.
Yes.
They're like deep inside the wood. And what you need is time to actually extract those barrel sugars out. So here's can I get a little nerdier for just a second?
No, please.
So one thing you actually want with barrel aging is seasonality with temperature, which a lot of people don't know. So you do not temperature regulate a barrel warehouse. You want it to vary by season, and this is why. When the barrel gets warmer, it absorbs more of the whiskey.
Okay.
And when it's colder, it pushes it back out.
So
those barrel sugars are being pushed back out of the barrel. And that's why you actually need more than a few years, is because the barrel literally breathes seasonally and extracts those wood sugars.
How the hell does that work in Michigan? Because we had like one effed up winter.
Well, yeah, it gets
cold. It's been balls cold.
Well, that's good. You want it to be cold in the winter, but it gets hot in the summer. Like, we let it get up to
It's called expanding and extracting.
Yeah,
expanding.
It's literally breathing.
Yeah.
That's right.
Back up.
So does Michigan lend itself more to that than, say, you know, Kentucky or Tennessee that doesn't have that major weather swing?
I think Michigan would have a better bourbon.
Yeah, it's a good temperature variation for sure. The one thing you need to make sure in Michigan is that your cellar is at the right humidity.
Okay.
All right. Makes
if
sense.
People don't humidify their cellars, it's too low and it gets...
This is the first mention of humidity.
Tonight is the first mention of humidity. You didn't know I was going to get all nerdy on
you. No, this is what we're looking for.
This is the good stuff. Okay.
Yeah.
If it's too low in humidity, the flavors you extract from the barrel are not what you want.
Huh.
You'll get it'll taste literally green is the way they'll describe it.
Like, oh, okay.
Green pepper, mint, sometimes cinnamon, stuff like that is like.
And that's
harsh.
Why people go, wow, that's spicy.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. All but right. That's not what you want. You up the humidity in your cellar, and you extract more of those sweet, like caramely, sugary flavors.
Wow. So we're enjoying immensely the straight bourbon.
Yeah.
What else is available at Copper Craft?
So none of this is available right now.
Oh, fair play.
Damn
now
it,
you tell us, man.
Yeah, sorry.
Fucker, what are you doing?
Teasing you right now.
Son of a bitch.
Can you hear this?
So
nice. On your phone.
I have a Piper down.
So Copper Craft is launching in market with our vodka, gin, rum, whiskeys, all that at the end of March.
So if we want some of this, we got to pull some favors with you.
Yeah, shoot me an email, man.
Fair play.
End of March this year.
End of March, in a month.
Excellent.
We'll be around. You'll see us around.
Okay.
Yeah, sorry, I spilled some. My bad.
That's all right.
Cheers, my friend.
Good God,
thank you so much for everything tonight, man.
Absolutely. Hey, thanks for having me over, guys.
You can join us anytime and nerd out whenever you want.
Yeah.
It's good to meet you guys.
So what? Hang on. I'm not done.
Jamie's not done. I am. I'm going to keep drinking.
He always pulls out early. I don't know.
Well,
that's why I had one time.
That's why I have those three kids. Yeah.
So tell me about, can people visit the distillery? Are there tours? What's going on?
Absolutely. Yeah, we're located in Holland, Michigan. We do tours.
You're famous. I told you, you're a fucking stud, dude. People think you're like some kind of goddamn celebrity or something. He's a sexy bitch. I mean that in a nice way. But no, it's funny because as a podcast, people can't totally see what's happening. But there's people coming up and literally leaning over the table and getting right in Brandon's grill, trying to figure out who he is and why he's being interviewed on this incredibly radio show because we have our little setup here. And this guy is like, he's like desperately trying to figure out, he's got to be somebody. And he's
good. I'm sorry to disappoint you.
You're a handsome fella. But
thank you.
So, but anyway.
You were saying,
killing
Jamie.
Me. This guy was like up in his business. It was great.
I didn't know
but,
what was happening.
But the distillery.
We're located in Holland. We do tours.
Okay.
We have a full restaurant, actually.
All right.
So
okay,
we're
good.
We're open for dinner.
Yay.
We just hired a great
dinner on Brandon. Everybody
Chicago.
To Holland.
Absolutely.
All right.
Anyway, you guys hit me up. You're coming out to Holland. We'll hook you up. Our chef knows what's up.
So. All right.
We'll see you there, my friend.
So, I mean, what kind of menu is available? Full menu, full kitchen?
Full menu, full kitchen. Yeah, right, absolutely. Right. We got a lot of cocktails, full bar.
And what? So, if somebody takes a tour, what kind of tour are they going to get? What are they going to see?
Oh gosh, I mean, they're going to see it's a whole operation. We walked them through all the steps of whiskey distillation, right?
Okay.
From raw ingredients to the finished barrels. So.
All right. And a tasting room as well.
Yeah, we got a tasting room.
So can they the
full bar attached to the restaurant, and we give them the full experience.
Wow,
That's awesome.
Love it. Awesome. So. We will be knocking on your doorstep soon.
Please do.
And hopefully everybody else will. So websites and social media, how do people find you that way?
CoppercraftDistillery.com.
Easy peasy. There you go. CoppercraftDistillery.com.
Yeah, Twitter and Instagram and all those good things. Yeah.
Right on. So what exactly do you do? Do you distill or are you just...
So I run the company.
Okay.
So all operations. So
all right.
The restaurant, the tasting room, the tours, the production, the sales, marketing.
Are you the distiller, or do you have distillers? Do you work with
the
distillers?
We have distillers.
Do you work with them?
I do, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because you said you were in there tasting the five barrel and
absolutely.
Figure that test.
Well, so think about it this way. I told you we'd never sell any whiskey that's less than 4 years old.
Right, right.
So the stuff we're making right now, we're very much planning for the future.
Sure.
Right? It's where we're thinking about what are we going to be doing business-wise 4 years from now.
Sure.
So we got a lot going on. We got a lot of fun stuff coming.
Because Michigan is, awful word. Michigan's popping with the distilleries.
Absolutely.
It's like crazy.
Yeah.
And there's some mediocre stuff, but there's some really good stuff coming out of Michigan.
Absolutely.
And definitely Copper Craft is in there. Is
this is really? I haven't stopped drinking yet, man. I've been shutting up over here. Man.
I know.
That's what's like. I'm excited to actually start selling it. You know, I've been on board with the company for almost a year now.
Okay.
And we haven't sold anything in market this whole time.
Wow, so okay.
We're relaunching our product
so
in market.
So this is part of your launch
month.
Here
so
and exposure.
This is
our
first. This is the first thing we've done.
You just popped this cherry, Matt.
You are some of the first people to ever taste this.
I've got the drippage to prove it.
You do. Yeah, you really
did a number on the. See, this isn't mine, so I don't care.
Matthew's making a mess over here. All right, there's that.
Hey,
all right,
Brandon.
Well,
we're very excited.
Brandon. Thank you.
Thank you. Copper Craft. We look forward to seeing you guys.
Cheers.
Out there.
Really
we
great
will
to
see
meet you guys.
Cheers. We will. I'll see you down. I'm going to get another drink here.
Cool.
Go for it. Hey, Man Cave Happy Hour, Whiskey Business. And a lot of folks have been. And when I was walking by a couple. What's that?
How do I get a hold of you guys? You got business cards?
Yeah.
So I was walking by somebody earlier, and they were like, "It's called." They were talking about tonight, and even the band said, "It's Whiskey Business." I said, "Wow, you've been drinking." No, it's Whiskey Business, all right? 2018 here at the Royal Oak Farmers Market. Still almost, I would say over 1,000 people here.
Yeah,
you,
absolutely.
Yeah, so people are still hanging out. We're here until 10:30, but I don't think this is going to end until...
I don't know, yeah.
I have no idea, but you know what, Brandon? I will see you back down there. We'll have another discussion.
Sounds good.
Have a great night, buddy.
Cheers, guys.
Appreciate it.
Thanks.
We started swearing like in the last two interviews.
Yeah, we did actually, because that's what happens when you drink.
Yeah. So. Yeah, right.
It is Podcast Detroit, and it's the Whiskey Business Man Cave Happy Hour, and lots of vendors here, people selling all kinds of stuff.
Yeah.
And right next to us, Lost in Sound.
Yeah.
Lost in Sound. Gary from Melodies and Memories.
That's
and it's
right.
Lost in Sound is
Detroit.
Is the T-shirt.
Lost in Sound Detroit.
Lost in Sound Detroit.
Yes. Get it right,
just,
Jamie.
Yeah, because lawsuits could ensue.
Well, but, it's good. They told me it's good to put Detroit, the word in somewhere.
Fair play.
But all right. I thought, yeah.
So Lost in Sound Detroit.
Makes sense.
It's like T-shirts, and there's some CDs. There's music. There's like an archive of music. There's a rock prints. Photos and posters.
You know,
just
it's
all
been
kinds
finally
of,
picking up on all ends for us.
But a lot of T-shirts and a lot of like really cool reproduction T-shirts and original stuff that's a tribute to the old stuff. So what's Lost and Found? What are we going to... Lost in Sound at Detroit. What are some of the cool shirts you have?
Oh, my gosh. Everyone.
They took them all down.
But what are they? What are some of the things you're representing on the shirts?
Oh, my God. A psychedelic Rangers shirt that were the basically the police force of the Ann Arbor Jazz and Blues. And back to the hippie days.
Right.
And Gary Grimshaw did the original art.
Sure. So you got a lot of original cool art,
but
too.
It says psychedelic Rangers.
Yeah.
And what kid... 15 years old that's into Pink Floyd doesn't want to be a psychedelic Ranger, right? So it doesn't matter. It's not for old farts that are much older than you, Jamie. You're still a young guy at heart, right?
For sure.
Even though you have a big-ass white beard.
I know. I'm like Santa.
Jeez. I've known you for so long. When did that happen?
That's, you know.
The white beard?
Yeah. Teaching high school is doing
it. It looks good on you, though, I got to say.
That's it. You'll love my chicken. That's you love my
well,
chicken.
Well, I didn't see that. Didn't think of that.
You'll eat my chicken.
You got Marty here.
Hey, Marty. Well, you play in a band, right? You're a musician? What do you play?
In the Faux Mantra, which is a local Detroit rock and roll, punk rock, MC5, Iggy the Stooges bass.
Oh, wow. Right on.
Nice.
Influence, yeah. So we keep it close to Detroit, for sure.
Okay.
It's a power trio of the three of us. I joined the band about a year and a half ago. Jeto Junkaj is the guitar player. Steve Schneider, the bass player and lead singer of the band.
Okay.
And
Jeto actually is one of the finest guitar players in the city. He used to be with the Immigrant Sons.
Yeah, yeah.
Remember that group?
I do remember the Immigrant Sons.
He's like a world player. He brings all these crazy fucking...
Mm-hmm.
It's like, what is that guy playing? What the fuck is that guy called? But then I find out, because I ask, a dulcimer. But weird-looking dulcimers. They're not your normal dulcimer, you know?
Right. Yeah, and cello. You know, he has a lot of other acoustic influences, with the sound. But we're a power punk rock thing, you know, much... It's kind of the more boisterous side of his personality.
Do you guys have a website or something or face space that people can follow you on?
We are on SoundCloud and hope to be building a band camp soon. Tonight, Jetto is actually going to be playing with a band that's called the Braille House.
Okay.
He's going to be at the Black Lotus.
Okay.
Brewery.
Nice. Oh, right. Are you kidding me?
No.
They're going to be at a fucking place that is a... It's not light at all in there.
That's right here in Clawson, right?
It's right here in Clawson. Yeah. Yeah, they'll be there tonight. and so I'll be heading over there after we load up to hang out with him. But Jetto and Steve actually met because they were in a band that's called the Disinformants. Okay. I'm sorry, not the Disinformants. The Audionics.
All right.
I've been drinking. My son put that out on Jet Plastic.
Yes.
The Audionics.
Okay.
And Jack's brother, Jack White's brother.
Yeah. Okay.
Who looks identical to Jack.
Okay.
He's a couple years younger and a little bit taller and slender.
Sure.
But when Leo would hang out with me and we would go out, and he moved out of state now, but people would be like looking like, is that Jack? It was so funny.
It's pretty
cool.
Freaking close, about as close as you're going to get, right?
The funniest thing is very, very talented, just as talented as Jack in a different way.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so unfortunately they broke up, the Audionics, and Steve and Jetto decided to start the Faux Montreux. So I joined them when I moved to Detroit. Been a drummer, musician most of my life, 30 years. And
so what's the SoundCloud or whatever they can find you? What's the web address? You
could just search the Faux Montreux on the SoundCloud page.
All right, the Faux Montreux?
Yeah, that's FauxMontreux.
FauxMontreux.
Perfect.
Okay. Yeah. Got it. Excellent. Thank
then
you
we can hunt it down. Excellent.
Yeah.
But
for
Gary,
sure.
I want to know about the T-shirts, right?
Okay.
You have there's just like because that's the main deal. Lost in Sound.
Uh-huh.
So you what are we going to see on the T-shirts? Because it's an audio.
I got a new Detroit Rosie the Riveter, Detroit Strong shirt.
Yeah,
and I love this Art Deco piece that you got on now.
Well,
Detroit was.
Detroit is. And it's a 1920s Art Deco scape of Detroit.
I love it.
And then Detroit was and Detroit is.
Right.
And it comes in two different versions, a daytime version.
Yeah.
And on gray. The white is black, and it's called the nighttime.
Okay.
And I didn't plan this shit out.
It just happened.
I just looked, and I said, what the fuck?
That's
I walked
brilliant.
Out.
There yeah, you go. Yeah, yeah.
And the logo and looks totally different.
Right.
Yeah, in black.
I got a lot of stuff like this. Chami Chong wears my weed shirt all the time.
But I mean, you got a lot of the old Detroit classics. You know, DTE, right? You got the Pine Knob shirts, the original Pine Knob logo.
I do.
And then for all the venues, you got some cool Kobo stuff with, like, everybody
one
that
I brought,
played there.
The Kobo I just resacked on.
Yeah,
Carol Lundgren did my artwork for the Grandy Ballroom days.
Yeah.
He did a great job on that.
So you got some cool Grandy Ballroom shirts. You got some cool Joe Lewis shirts. What else do you have? What other
Olympia
cool venues?
Olympia and East Town and Michigan Palace is one of my favorites.
Right. And then
and Olympia.
On the Podcast Olympia Detroit State. Network, there's a bunch of wrestling shows. Podcast.
Oh, I have a wrestling, big time wrestling show.
That's cool.
And I actually did that. Yeah. I want to make note that if you go to Dave Drayson, I did that T-shirt with a couple guys.
Sure.
Dave Drayson is Supermouth Dave Drayson, who's the Cheeks manager.
Yes.
And I got him on my Facebook wearing the shirt
in
his living room next to his Chic. he's got all Chic's old outfits.
This
guy.
Wow.
And he's asked to bring his stuff to all these conventions.
Right.
He never wants to really bring it out of the house. And I understand why.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did it with Dave, and more so is Mark Nowatowski, who was the Ghouls manager at one time, and he's a close friend of mine.
One of your favorites, Jamie.
And I want to add that Mark is, he did the PBS special on Big Time Wrestling, and other than that, he's in California, and he's doing a PBS documentary for the Roller Derby.
Oh, yeah.
And that is not, we're still about a year away from that coming to fruition, but we may do a roller derby shirt that I think we better hurry up and do this shit.
Yeah.
Everybody's going to be fucking dead that knows it.
Yeah.
But anyway, I don't give a fuck.
All right, so is there a website?
Yes.
What is it?
It is www.lostinsounddetroit.com. All spelled perfect. Out.
All right, lostinsounddetroit.com.
And if you're still sober, you haven't been drinking or smoking way too much.
Too late.
Nowadays, it isn't even the smoke of taking, you know, smoking too much. All you need is one puff of that shit.
Oh, my God, yeah.
And it'll blow your brains out. And that's why I say it. But I have never tried this.
Yeah. No,
didn't inhale.
Never at us.
I watch people from a distance, and never. I see them. I don't want to be them.
No. Don't be that guy.
It's one of those nights where you walk in and go, there you are.
All right, guys. Thanks so much. They turned the lights on us.
Sure.
Cheers, man.
You want to finish this up?
That's what she said. Oh, you're wrapped around. All right, thanks, Gary.
You're good, buddy.
Oh, yeah.
You just leave it unplugged, yeah.
Thank you. That's what she said. This is all staying
in. Hi, catchphrase.
This is all. This
hashtag
is all
catchphrase.
Staying in. All staying in, man. It is the Man Cave Happy Hour. The lights are on. All the vendors are packing up and going home, and we're still finishing up our whiskeys.
Yes, we are.
Oh, mercy sakes.
So, Jamie, did you have a good time this evening?
I had a good time at the whiskey business, for sure.
Did you learn something this evening?
Barrels.
Barrels was a huge piece.
Roll out the barrels. We're going to have a barrel good time. Roll out the barrel. I thought I heard that someplace before. So, yes, well, it was all about the barrels tonight.
It really was. So, yeah, brand new oak barrels.
Yes.
And they have to be U.S. made.
Yes, and charred.
And charred, yes. Yeah. Well, the charring happens once the whiskey's inside.
No. They burn them.
See, I just learned something new again. So this entire evening has been nothing but a education.
And there's different ways of burning them, too. And I guess we could do that on another episode of the Man Cave Happy Hour.
And there's still a few folks here that we wanted to talk to.
Oh my God.
Yeah, we didn't get
and
to
we had like
Colin
two, three people lined up. There was like the Hellboy stuff, which is kind of like a fireball, which is like a Michigan based one.
We had Detroit Respect here, Colin, actually a good friend of mine. I feel terrible, so I might over go say hi.
We threatened him two or three times we're going to come talk to him. His tent is still up. We might catch him.
We might catch him, yeah. So,
But
you know what? Thanks for joining us on this podcast, you know? It's Man Cave Happy Hour is all about the education.
That is it.
So, and drinking?
It takes a different form here and there, now and again.
It does. You know, sometimes it's a cigar and a cocktail. Sometimes it's just a cocktail.
Sometimes it's a show. Sometimes it's two boys hiding in a corner with mics in their hands.
And sometimes it's just two guys drinking a lot of whiskey.
So I got the
The what?
Somebody dropped off a fifth at our table.
Oh, is that Coppercraft?
Coppercraft dropped off a fifth.
Yeah, Brandon. Brandon was a hoot.
Brandon, I was flirting it up with Brandon, and it paid off because he dropped off a fifth.
You might not be going home tonight, Jamie.
I think I might have wrote some checks that I might have to cash here. But
talking about pulling out too early. It's all on you, my friend.
Man Cave Happy Hour is Twitter and the website, and you can find us on Facebook.
And if I could,
ManCaveHappyHour.com.
If I could, I do want to thank.
Yes,
I do want to thank Woodward Reserve for sponsoring this evening. Laura was absolutely amazing. And, they put on a great event this evening.
And the whiskey really business, all the whiskey business people for having us here.
Whiskey business and Brian from Tandoom. Tandoom Whiskey.
Yeah. Our boy wearing the kilt.
Yeah, the boy in the kilt. Tandoom and, you know, just a great bunch of people here this evening. But Whiskey Business 2018 was just an amazing event. 2,000 people, sold-out event. People are still packing up. People are still hanging out, to be honest with you.
Yeah, they are. Really, there's still, like, some giant Jenga going on.
There really is. Yeah. But we have to go.
We're
going to
go.
We're going to go now.
We got to pack it in. That's what she said.
Our next event is March 7th at Detroit City Distillery.
Yep, correct? That's the next one, yep.
Yeah, so hopefully I won't be in traction.
Yes.
All right. So thanks for joining us. Have a great night. Man Cave Happy Hour.